This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org.
The following sermon was preached on Friday, June 3, 2016, The Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, by Father William Doc Holliday.
God shows His love for us. May the words of my mouth and meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I am continually harping upon, maybe to some people's discontent, about practical Catholicism, about the necessity of living our faith. And when we look at living our faith, the reason that we do it isn't to show off. We cannot show off before God. We don't show off, but we try to emulate Him. It says in that reading, God has shown His love to us. He shows His love to us in a most profound way. I mean, we're all here. We all know that. But do you really come to grips with the fact that the love He shows for us flies in the face of that love that we show to other people or that we show to Him? He has shown us His love. This idea of the fact that we see how much He loved us. He just doesn't say things to us. It's not just a philosophy. He actually did something for us. And He did something for us when we did not deserve it. I mean, that reading right there, when we read in Romans, he emphasizes it twice. Why we were yet sinners. You know, and I think, sinner, yeah, we're all sinners. We get that. We're all sinners. Let's move on. What is being a sinner? The second time he says it, he doesn't say sinners again. He says, while you are enemies of God, while you are enemies of God, why you didn't like Him, while you were His enemy, He did that for you. Like it says in the reading, every now and then you'll come across a personality who will give his life for a good cause or for good people. He gave His life for us when we didn't like Him. The problem is, though, after He has done so, we still act on occasion like we don't like Him. Even when we know, even when we come in here, we say all the words, we do all the stuff, and then we go out there, and because of those little attachments, for some of us, big attachments to things in the world, we act like we don't love Him. What is sin? Sin is any violation of or lack of conformity to God's revealed will. And we say in the liturgy, every time we get together, we sin against Him in thought, word, and deed. Every single day. Every single day we do things that He doesn't want us to do. Every single day, we act like we don't love Him. The whole Feast of the Sacred Heart should focus our attention, the symbology behind the whole thing. He has shown us His love. First and foremost, the historical event of the cross, that once and for all bloody sacrifice for us. But there again, people have very, very short memories. We could think about the history of the cross. But then, as our Lord became perturbed as time went on, He appeared to several of His saints, St. John Euodes, St. Margaret Mary. Those saints, He emphasized with them the necessity of a devotion and a veneration of His Sacred Heart. It's not something new that cropped up. You always have to see how the church builds on foundations of things, how the church looks at things that have gone on in the past. There's not a Christian walking the face of the planet that doesn't know the gospel message and what our Lord did for us. And then to have his heart moved to the fact that, yes, he really did love me. And we look at the cross and we see the wounds. But as time went on, we got deeper. We delved more into the wounds. It's just not about a hole in his side. It's about the lance that pierced the very heart in his being. That's the whole idea of the Sacred Heart. The Sacred Heart is there for us. In the Eastern Church, if you'll read anything about iconography, they refer to stained glass or images and icons as windows to heaven. They're windows to heaven. Very true. We should pay more attention to it. Windows to heaven. We actually have a window to God's love for us, and that's a Sacred Heart. Just like a stained glass window, you go through the life of Christ when you look around here or any other church. They're, little footnote, they're just not supposed to be colorful pieces of glass. They're actually supposed to tell a story. That's why they're there. I digress. They tell a story. They direct us to heaven. The Sacred Heart should do the same thing, but in a more focused way on the love that he has for us. His Sacred Heart, every time you see an image of the Sacred Heart, even if that image is here, which that's where it should be first and foremost, right here, to understand how much he loved us, what he did for us. And it should do one of two things. First of all, it should move us to disgust with ourselves when we sin against him. Because like I said, or I should say, as the Holy Spirit said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were enemies with God, Christ died for us. And then we act as if we're still his enemies by our sins. It should fill us, and I use that word very self-consciously, it should disgust us with ourselves. I'm not talking about the little slips and the, you know, all this kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. And I don't have to talk about that because we all do enough stuff self-consciously. I know I shouldn't do this. I know I shouldn't say this, but from now on, when it pops in your mind, the but, I'll do that. Think, but let me act like I don't love Jesus Christ. But let me act like I'm still an enemy of Jesus Christ, because that's what you're doing. It should move us with this idea of making reparation, because when we're disgusted with ourselves, we have this tendency to be very, very forthcoming, if we're in the right state of mind and spirit, with our foibles. We should not hesitate to run to the confessional with breakneck speed to receive absolution from this one who died for us while we were yet enemies. You know, it's really interesting. The cross, everybody looks at the cross as a and it was a certain time in history, and he did something for us, and then just kind of leave it at that. He continues to do that. He continues to be merciful while we're yet enemies of his, while we are still sinners. Because guess what? We still are. Well, maybe some of you aren't. Speaking for myself. Some of us still are sinners. When you think about that, what he did at the cross, his shed blood for all, it should make us think that every time we do act like we're still his enemies, that just like the cross and his blood washed away everything, we run to the confessional, he does it again, and again, and again, and again. Always. He was always there with his Sacred Heart, that window to his love. Never lose sight of that. We're going to do two things during the prayers for the people today. One is we will pray an act of reparation, and I will do that for us. But then second, there'll be an act of consecration. It's in your bulletin. I heard a horror story, and that's what it is, a horror story this past week, a little over maybe, that on one of the Sacred Heart's feast days, a cleric said that, no, no, you know, we're not going to do a consecration because some people aren't there. I will tell you right now, if you are not there, that you are willing to consecrate yourself to the symbol of God's love for us, you need to go home. Everybody that walks into a Catholic church, everybody that has been washed in the labors, the baptismal font, who has been confirmed, needs to consecrate their life to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean you have to go home and do special devotions or anything like that, but to shy away from something like that is horrendous. It is evil. Some people aren't there. They need to be there. That's our job, to tell them that they need to be there. So those are the two things, and I pray God that you listen to them very, very carefully. The reparation, that again, the consecration, I beg, it's heartfelt. Just not something to say, though. Something to really apply. And from henceforth, when you see an image, or again, hope you put it here, that image of the Sacred Heart is nothing less than a window to the love that he has shown you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.